This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Microsoft is planning to sell an Xbox video game machine that does not use discs or cartridges, a first for a major console maker. Does this bring the gaming industry one step closer to an all-digital streaming future like everything else? Looking into it after these tech headlines. Staying on video games for a moment, Sony is cracking down on sexual content in PlayStation 4 video games globally, reflecting concerns in the U.S. about the depiction of women in games. Sony's new in-house standards that limit sexually explicit content distinguish it from other game hardware makers that allow a greater amount of content as long as a software carries a proper rating. The Wall Street Journal interviewed more than a dozen of developers and execs who confirmed Sony's new rules. PlayStation 4 is the world's most widely used video game console, with more than 94 million units sold around the globe. Best Buy is expected to look to its new tech-savvy CFO to advance turnaround. It has promoted Chief Financial Officer Corey Barry to the Chief Executive post, effective mid-June. Their task? To look beyond their teams and work collaboratively with operations, human resources, and technology, as well as tackle the challenges and opportunities presented by the new tech and data. This is as traditional retail companies continue to look to a digital future industry-wide. AT&T sold its minority stake in Hulu back to the company in a deal that values the streaming video site at around $15 billion. AT&T inherited its stake when it acquired Time Warner and had said it planned to sell its position to focus on its streaming service, which plans to launch this year. AT&T said it sold the 9.5% stake for $1.43 billion. Some more stats for our scorekeeping friends. Hulu has been adding subscribers rapidly and ended 2018 with more than 25 million, while Netflix has reached 139 million. Coming up, Microsoft makes a new gameplay at streaming. Microsoft plans to sell an Xbox video game console that does not use discs or cartridges. That's new. The new device is due out May 7th, but right now we have the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman in studio to tell us all about it. Thanks for dropping by, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So for a second there, this was a bit of a deja vu because not too long ago we spoke about Google's Stadia, which is a streaming sort of thing they're trying to get going as well. But this is different. This is a first, and you know what? I think it's probably easier if I have you kind of break down these specifics and specs. So what have we got here?
It's a regular Xbox One S, just like the one that's already on the market now, with one key distinction. There's no disk drive. It's, other than that, it's the same thing. It's so, Xbox One S, and it's just the same generation. It's not a type of, but it's seen, and what it does is it takes downloads. So instead of putting a disk in, you download a game. And downloads are seen as a stop along the way until people can just pick up a controller and instantly start playing a game. And that's where cloud streaming comes in. But we don't actually have that yet. And Google said it's coming out this year, but we don't know if they're going to have any of the major games. It may just, you know, maybe 5 years before we see a Call of Duty on a streaming service.
Right.
So this is sort of like a stopgap. It's like the next step toward going completely digital.
Gotcha.
It really speaks to how this trend
is changing, right? Yeah, you see all kinds of industries shifting to streaming. Has the gaming industry in particular, did it reach a certain point where a company like Microsoft needs to make a move like this?
Would they Microsoft said that they see a market for this, that new console buyers, people who are buying a console for the first time, they're very price conscious and they tend to be younger, so they're digitally native. So for them, this kind of product makes sense. It's the least expensive Xbox One out there, and it doesn't have a disk drive, and so why pay for, you know, that piece of hardware when you don't need to? So they're used to it. They've already subscribed to a lot of digital services like Netflix and Hulu, and so for them, just to have a machine that only takes that only lets you download games as opposed to putting in a disk makes a lot of sense.
Is this just the beginning? Do you feel like it's going to be more of a slow burn, though? Because people like to hold on to their games, collect their games. There's a ritual involved. How do you see this playing out?
Well, first of all, when you take, if you have a disc and you put it in your console, you don't. You're still bringing the information and storing it onto your hard drive, and you could put it in the cloud. So once you do that, the disk itself becomes obsolete. Sure, there are some people who are going to cling on to their old, just like people still have CDs and cassette tapes and
vinyl.
And vinyl's very hot. So, I mean, I don't know if this will go away, but this has been the trend. We've seen it with music and movies, and so it seems very logical to go in this step. Certainly, you know, and for people who live in small homes, you know, these CDs and discs, they take up a lot of space. And
well, there's that.
If you don't need those anymore, you're usually better off, less clutter.
So it's, you know, a streaming world these days. It's making the world go round. You know, everything, podcasts, movies, film. Gaming is something that just seems to be jumping on this bandwagon. Why is that? What took so long?
Sure. Well, we're not totally at streaming yet, but what we're seeing is that gamers are finally starting to give up discs and cartridges that they've had for decades and take on full game downloads. But the reason this has taken so much longer than we've seen with music and movies is that, first of all, games are full. You know, these games take sometimes hours to download. They're very, very beefy. We're talking like 50 gigabytes or more in some cases. Mm-hmm. And they also eat up a lot of storage space. So this new all-digital Xbox One S will have enough space to house about 8 to 10 games at a time. So it's 1 terabyte. And then the rest of your games you could store in the cloud. But on the flip side, you know, discs get scratched. They get lost. Mm-hmm. If you want to change games, if you want to flip from Fortnite to Apex Legends, well, actually, those are both digital games anyway, so scratch that. But if you want to switch from Call of Duty to Spider-Man, you have to get up off your couch, take a disc out, put another disc in, put it away.
It's exhausting.
And it's a first world problem for sure. But, you know, for people who are avid gamers, yeah. You know, you could just, with digital downloads and eventually streaming, you'll just go from one to the other, bam, bam, bam. There won't be any getting up, moving discs around and worrying about, you know, Johnny spilled juice on dad's cartridge or disc. And so, you know, they'll be great for museums. But all this is definitely spelling bad news for traditional retailers like GameStop. Because the other thing is there's no more used games market once the discs go away. You know, and that's a big part of that business. And that's another reason why it's taken so long. People have gotten used to buying used games for cheap. But now we see digital copies. You know, once they're released, a couple months later, the prices go down. Same thing. So it's finally happening. And there's at least one analyst I spoke to from Piper Jaffray. He predicts that nearly all video games will be sold in digital form by 2022. Oh. He said the transition to gaming is going to happen. Digital gaming is going to happen. It's just a matter of when, not if.
We will leave it on that note. Sarah E. Needleman, always appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For more of Sarah E. Needleman's coverage of the gaming industry, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.